Hi, boys and girls. Well, today we're going to do something special. Today, we're going to see why so many news stories are about senators and presidents and candidates instead of the more important things like Britney Spears and YouTube and iPhones. Why is the news all about politicians and hearings, which are more like speechings? And why are grown-ups so angry every year around April 15th? Well, there's one big reason. And that's why Uncle Jay's news word for this week is government. It's a big word. It's a big thing. What is the government? Well, the American government is made up of regular citizens like you and me. We don't have dynasties or royal families here. No. Think of it this way. Think of America as a big family. The government is like the parents of the family, and we, the American people, are like the children. Or at least we get treated that way, don't we? The president is sort of like the mom of the family. Now, I know the president's always been a man so far, but the future could bring some interesting changes in that department. But the president's kind of like a traditional mom. He's in charge of a big house. The president sometimes has a big dinner, and a lot of important people come over to the house. And the president tells the kids warm, fuzzy fairy tales that the kids really, really want to believe. Now, the part of government that is like the dad is called Congress. And even though Congress has hundreds of people, it's like a traditional dad because it makes all the rules. It brings in all the family's money. It spends all the money, mostly on buddies and girlfriends. It fights with mom all the time. And it drinks way too much. And we, the American people, are like the children in the family. We want mom and dad to give us everything without our actually having to work for it. We complain that mom and dad treat everybody else in the family better. They do. And just like little kids, we fall for those fairy tales again and again. But here's the biggest difference between a real family and the... We, the children, get to decide who our parents are. You know how they always say we don't get to choose our parents? Well, in government, we do. If we don't like the job they're doing, we can get rid of them. Not like the Menendez brothers did. No. We get to vote for who our parents are. And we get to keep replacing them until we find the ones who tell us the fairy tales we like best.